This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continued to bomb Gaza on Monday. More than a million people have fled their homes in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected Israeli invasion that seeks to eliminate Hamas leadership after its deadly incursion. Aid groups warn an Israeli group of ground offensive could hasten a humanitarian crisis. Now, the war that began October 7th has become the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides, with more than 4,000 dead thus far. Iran's foreign ministry claims Hamas would be willing to release Israeli hostages if Israel stopped bombarding Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamas with more.
And Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani told reporters in Tehran that Hamas are ready to release the citizens that are held captive in Gaza. But their point was that such measures require preparations that are impossible under daily bombardment by the Zionists against various parts of Gaza. The militant group hasn't acknowledged making such an offer. Iran's theocracy is a main sponsor of Hamas in its fight against Israel, Tehran's regional archenemy. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to travel to Israel on Wednesday to show support for the U.S. ally as concerns increase the raging Israel-Hamas war could expand into a larger regional conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken early Tuesday announced Biden's travel to Israel as the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip grows more dire and as Israel prepares for a possible ground attack on the territory to root out Hamas militants responsible for what